Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Good Morning Football is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
Good Morning Football!
Welcome inside Good Morning Football live here in New York City. It's Monday, May 1st. Happy May. I'm Jamie Erdahl, Kyle Brandt, Jason McCourty, and Mike Garofalo in for Peter Schrager. Let's talk about a team that's just south of the Detroit Lions. They are the lead block. The Colts took a big swing on night one of the draft, and they selected quarterback out of Florida, Anthony Richardson, with the fourth overall pick. Jim Irsay had some takes on whether Anthony Richardson would be his week one starter. Here we go. He says, follow this one along. Of course, it'll be Shane Steichen, his new head coach's call, on if he is going to be ready to start opening game. I mean, these guys got to play to get better. Everyone knows that. You know, you hope. It is hard for rookie quarterbacks, but he has a lot of raw ability. I have to imagine he plays the whole season. It's going to be tough. It's going to be more difficult than easy. Put it that way. Sure. That is one way to put it, Jim Irsay. Our own Judy Batista said Jim Irsay told her the Colts would likely have selected Anthony Richardson first overall if they had had that pick, and that he will start at some point this season. Yeah, it's kind of a tough quote to follow. Guys, what do we make of Mr. Irsay? I think kind of handcuffing, if you will, Anthony Richardson to starting week one in Indy.
Yeah, ownership has spoken. For Shane Steichen, I mean, there goes your answer. What are you going to do at the quarterback position? Is Anthony Richardson going to start? Well, when the owner of the ball club says that this guy is going to play a lot this season and he has to play to get better, you have to believe that is what's going to happen. And you got to understand it to some point. Anthony Richardson started 13 games in college. He needs the reps to continue to improve. It's not one of those things where you say, hey, we're just going to get him here, let him watch the game. No, he needs to be out there catching those live bullets. And I think for him, the comforting thing is Shane Steichen will be calling the plays for him. And this is a guy who had Jalen Hurts in Philadelphia and helped develop him as a passer, but also was able to use his legs to better situate himself and keep him with opportunities to be successful. With the Indianapolis Colts, we know Jonathan Martin is there, and he'll have a huge point of being able to hand the ball off to him. And Jonathan Martin. What am I talking about?
I don't know.
Jonathan Taylor is there in the backfield, and looking forward to him having a really good year. And you look at all the starting quarterbacks that the Colts have gone through. Jim Irsay has been sitting down, and he's been watching this. He's been watching bringing in veteran after veteran after veteran. And he said it. Hey, we would have drafted Will Levis. We have drafted Anthony Richardson. We wanted a guy. We wanted a quarterback, and they have one. They have Anthony Richardson now. We saw what he was able to do at the combine. We know what his athletic ability is. And I think you look back at college. He threw 393 passes in college. C.J. Stroud and Bryce Young were both right under 1,000. These are reps that he's going to need to improve and continue to get better in the NFL.
The lack of reps, the lack of experience, the fact that he needs tutelage on the finer points of playing the quarterback position before where he's seemingly ready at this level. And you've got Gardner Minshew there, mm-hmm. who knows Shane Steichen from the time in Philadelphia. All that, to me, added up in the first place, and my initial reaction was, no, he's not going to start. He's going to sit to start the season. Then I remembered Gardner Minshew left a sour taste in my mouth.
Did he?
If I'm looking back at last year, I thought really he was going to come on those two weeks against. Mm. He played well against the Cowboys, but then he struggled against the Saints.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking to myself, okay, really not the last impressive note in my mind. And then I saw a clip last week our Steve Mariucci broke down a play with Anthony Richardson, or at least gave him a play and asked him to get up there on the board and redraw it. And he said, this is from our West Coast offense. This guy was Jerry Rice, and we did this. And it was the whole breakdown. And he said, okay, now you get back up there and you draw this one. Now, there's a point of this clip where Mooch, you could see it in his eyes. He wins over Mooch. He's smitten. Mm. That's the word that I would look at with the way that Anthony Richardson's able to spit this thing back out to him. And I said, you know what? I love the fact that he digested that, gave it right back to Mooch, understood the concepts right away, because this is the kind of stuff that happens on these pre-draft visits. They want to see how much you can regurgitate and remember and all that stuff. He won Mooch over. He won me over. I think he's got a shot to understand what Shane Steichen is doing with the offense, what you need to do in the NFL, and be ready for week one.
Mooch is a very agreeable, nice man. Is it pretty easy to win him over, right? Like, maybe not in the football sense, but I feel like he's a hugger. He likes everybody.
He is.
You know what I mean?
He's tolerated me. Been on set together. Yeah.
That's a high standard.
There's over the last 25 years, there's only been two first-round quarterbacks taken with 14 or fewer starts in college. And I will not name their names, but neither one of them worked out with the team that drafted them. Mm-hmm. The counter to that is neither of those guys had Anthony Richardson's ability. Mm-hmm. So that's a very exciting thing. Speaking of exciting, we need to slow down and sidebar for a second here. Oh. This is the level of excitement that the NFL draft brings. Mm-hmm. Imagine, we said with Anthony Richardson, for someone to go up and get him, it's really an owner's pick.
Yeah.
And we need an owner who is a bit of a maverick, an original thinker, who is unapologetic. Sure enough, it was Jim Irsay of the Colts who made it. This is the level of excitement of the draft. Imagine you draft Anthony Richardson that high. And you're like, we got our guy, and we got our Photoshop, and let's start selling jerseys. Mm-hmm. Imagine how excited you are about the draft that after you did that, starting night two, you as the owner pick up your phone and tweet this. This is an inexplicable, unbelievable tweet. This is to start rounds two and three. Colts fans! Would you take Will Levis at number two if you're on the board for the Colts in 4 hours from now and go Montana Young for a franchise with the cute little football emojis? And you're thinking, like, sir, what in the hell are you talking about? All due respect. First of all, the Montana and Young thing, they were drafted 5 years apart. I wonder if he was the Texans owner, if he would have said 2-3, get Stroud and Richardson back to back. I don't know why he tweeted that. It's still up. That is kind of the power of being a boss, is that you just do it and everyone's like, should we tell him to take that down? I'm not going to do it. It's up there now. You can go look. The comments are a candy land of like all kinds of reaction. It's an amazing thing. And yet, I don't even think it's the worst idea I've ever heard. It's like this insurance policy. Like, we're going to hit on this. Let's just get Levis in the second. And then if Richardson's a bust, we can try again. They did not. Cooler heads prevailed. And they did not draft Will Levis, although maybe the owner wanted them to. I don't know what the hell that tweet is. And Mr. Irsay is an eccentric, and that's part of his charm. That is one of the strangest draft day tweets of all time, and that includes, like, the Laramie Tunsil thing, like, all of them. Will Levis was not drafted, but I do think that Peter King had an interesting nugget this morning, that he said that Chris Ballard's known that he wanted to draft Anthony Richardson for a month. It has been, the chicken's been in the pot, let's cook it, this is our guy, we're going for it. We would much rather overdraft him and miss than pass and have him be a superstar. It's not going to happen. So I love that they did it. The starts thing I mentioned, only two guys in 25 years, I've been that raw. But again, no guy in 25 years has that ability. Yeah. And listen, with that owner, anything's possible.
I'm just sad that we're living in this era now where, like, the demand because of where he ended up getting drafted is just going to be just better be up to speed. Week one, week two, week five. What are we doing here? Is it time yet? I mean, this young man might need he might need 18 weeks, 18 games, 25 games. It might take time. You know, we keep NFL Network on throughout the day. You see the Terry Bradshaw story, which is like an incredible one. It took years for him to find his footing and become the Terry Bradshaw that we all know and love and the success that he had in Pittsburgh. How long is this man going to get in Indianapolis? And that, to me, is the biggest question, because that Jim Irsay, even though it was a little bit of a confusing quote to follow, he hit the nail on the head. He needs time. These young quarterbacks, these rookie quarterbacks, 13 starts at Florida. He's got an incredible support system. The stories are now coming out that Jim Irsay's plane flew Anthony Richardson and his family, his mother, his stepfather, and his little brother Corey, who apparently just goes everywhere that Anthony goes, in Gainesville and now hopefully in Indy. And Corey is going to be here on the Colts facility. This is great. And I think if he gets the reins for this team and this franchise, that's a beautiful thing 5 years from now. But it's going to be clunky. And it's like, I think that's what Jim Irsay was trying to get us there. He was trying to say, like, more it's going to be hard, more difficult than easy. But all I came away from with that quote was like, poor Shane Steichen. Poor Shane Steichen. Like, that's a heck of a job to have to inherit with a brand new quarterback and be like, yeah, get him up to speed, but also like win some games and make sure he's ready.
Yeah, that's the pressure of being drafted that high. Like, this is a franchise who've struggled to find a quarterback since Andrew Luck left. Anthony Richards is coming in with the expectation not to be great right away, but to take the field and be able to improve. I think that's the biggest thing. As I, once we put him out there, we're not expecting it to be great and we just go on this undefeated run, but it's from week to week, can we see improvement? Can we see him, whatever we're coaching him to work on, can we see him correcting that and not making the same mistakes? That's going to be the biggest challenge for Anthony Richardson, to get in, learn the playbook, and continue to improve himself, but also help his teammates improve while he's doing so too.
One thing I've really appreciated in what Shane Steichen has done since arriving in Indianapolis is the veteran coaching staff he has retained for the Colts. Not only retained, but also the guys that he brought in, because Jim Bob Cooter is there now as the offensive coordinator. He just was in Jacksonville last season working with Trevor Lawrence. And then, of course, their quarterbacks coach, Cam Turner, just came off of a couple of years with the Arizona Cardinals. Now he's going to work with him. And these guys are 15 plus years coaching in the NFL. So you hope that that kind of experience will help him down the line.
And maybe he cooks. Shane Steichen got the fastest, brightest toy in the whole draft. I thought I'll continue with the Ballard quote, because obviously Chris Ballard's been going with this a long time, and I'm paraphrasing, but he said something like, look, we're going to have a Sunday where maybe Anthony goes 9-for-21, but he's going to run for 110 yards and 2 touchdowns, and we still think we can win. I know it's we're trying so hard to find comps, and everybody said a lot of the same things about Cam Newton. In the first game of his first season, he looked like an all-pro. Sometimes they just hit the ground running, sometimes they don't. But listen, the other comparison that comes up is the Mahomes. Mahomes waited behind Alex Smith, who was a veteran starter in place. That Gardner Minshew is not Alex Smith on the Chiefs. It's a different deal. If Gardner Minshew starts 1-2 with 4 interceptions, they're going to say, get Richardson in there. And maybe they should.
If Will Levis takes off for the Tennessee Titans, do you think Jim Irsay is going to look back and say, damn, we should have drafted him 2-3.
That's a great point.
Maybe
I didn't think about it.
Maybe then he tweets the tweet. Maybe then he'll delete that.
For the rest of their careers, because they're going to be in division. He's like, we should have drafted both of them, like Montana and Jace. That's great.
Did he envision like a 2-quarterback system to start out? Maybe this way you only have to know half a game plan.
Aaron Rodgers had a busy first day at the Jets facility last week, and he got straight to work. On Saturday, head coach Robert Saleh said Rodgers' presence with the team is already making an impact.
Really, really young team, especially on offense, and to have his, just to watch him and Nathaniel work together and the way they communicate together, and he's already made his presence felt with regards to meetings and input and just the communication and the discussions on all the different things that we're trying to get accomplished on offense. So he is a tremendous human, first and foremost. Aaron is.
Making his presence known at the facility, but also all around New York City. You see him here at the Rangers game, big smile with Alan Lazard next to him, enjoying taking in all of the sights. But that was not it. He also was at the Knicks game. They lost to Miami, but Aaron Rodgers is right there throwing up his sign, front row seats. He is all over New York City. So it makes us ask, as we come together, Spike Lee's in there.
Of course. Right.
Where will we see Aaron Rodgers next in New York City? Jamie, what do you think?
I got my initial working theory. It could have been Yankees. It could have been somewhere else up and down the... It was not. I really, really hope he shows up at the Met Gala tonight.
Is that tonight?
That is tonight.
Oh, okay.
It's at the Met. Obviously, it's like the fashion Super Bowl, if you will. This year's theme, every year has a theme. That's why people dress up all wonky sometimes, is honoring the late designer Karl Lagerfeld, a line to beauty. He revamped Chanel in the 90s and into what you know Chanel as or remember Chanel as today. And so everyone now, Rihanna, Blake Lively is not going, which I'm devastated about. They're wearing Kim Kardashian. They're wearing Chanel all over New York City in the days leading up to the Met Gala. I really hope he goes. It kind of seems like a thing he would do, just dripping in Chanel, like a tuxedo and just clean. That is New York. That is New York, Mike.
I disagree. Well, see, I don't know if this fits with Karl Lagerfeld here, but I would show up in the Broadway Joe fur coat. Now, he wouldn't wear Namath's number, right? He says, I appreciate it, but to me, 12 is Broadway Joe. But I feel like if you threw the fur coat on and you rocked it at the Met Gala, that'd be a nice tribute.
People show up and like throw red paint on you? Yeah. Like they get pissed about that stuff now.
Could be faux fur.
Yeah, I don't know if he was around for Namath. If they were, like they don't like that stuff.
Right.
faux fur. I think Big Boy at Super Bowl halftime wore a faux fur coat. And that
I really hope
big.
He does. Yeah. I hope he does.
What do you got, Jay?
I don't really care about him showing up to
like
the Met Gala.
I like the answer. I thought you said about the topic.
It's beautiful.
I don't care. I don't really care where he goes. That might be the truth.
You care about this. Aaron Rodgers, he's showing up to Good Morning Football. We are right here in New York City. Forget about the Met Gala. He did the Knicks. He did the Rangers. It's only fair that next he is on set with us at the breakfast table right here at Good Morning Football.
Did he you pull a favor?
He can wear the Chanel, too. He'll be here Monday. Already talked to his people.
No, he didn't.
No, I didn't.
He came on the air on live TV and said that Good Morning Football makes sports television less douchey. And that was a real quote. It curled everybody's toes in the production booth. But he did say that. Here's what I want to say. We've done Knicks. We've done Rangers.
Yep.
7:10 first pitch at Yankee Stadium tonight. I want him at the Yankees game. And I'll tell you what. Throw out the first pitch. Mm. Let's see what you got, number 8 or number 12, because that is the ultimate equalizer. I looked it up, guys. Rodgers threw out the first pitch at a Brewers game once. How do you think it went? How do you think it went?
Amazing.
Perfect strike. Yeah.
Better
perfect
than 50 Cent?
It was much better than 50 Cent and Baba Booey. It was a perfect strike on the outside corner. Head, inside-outside movement. It was beautiful. Get on the bump, throw a strike, and then everyone will respect you. I think that's what you do. Yankees game.
All right. It could, but that he also could you do that all summer long. He could pick, like, Dodgers, Yankees, something classic.
Yeah,
like, later on. Yeah. Go to the Met Gala. Go to the Met Gala, man.
Go to a Met game.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
My first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be
That's
my
game,
bro.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back to Good Morning Football. Lots to unpack from the draft, and we saw the emotional video of the Cowboys drafting running back Deuce Vaughn, the son of the team's assistant director of college scouting, Chris Vaughn. Great stuff. If you haven't seen it, incredible. Can see it online. But could Ezekiel Elliott still fit into the Cowboys' future? Well, owner Jerry Jones says there's still a chance the team could bring back Zeke. Jones saying, quote, the ship has not sailed there. We haven't made a decision at all. The Patriots apparently made a decision on the quarterback position. They didn't take a QB with any of their 12 picks, so the gig looks like it will be Mac Jones to win or lose. When asked about the QB position and Jones, head coach Bill Belichick saying, quote, we all have to reestablish and prove ourselves every year. That's what the league is. That's for all of us. 23 is 23. We'll see how 23 goes. The Vikings taking quarterback Jaren Hall in the 5th round, but it doesn't appear he'll be a threat to Kirk Cousins' gig, at least for the time being. GM Kwesi Adofo-Mensah saying, quote, "We like where we are at the quarterback position, but every option is open to us going forward. We're just really excited about Kirk this year. The weapons we've added in free agency, the weapons we've added in the draft, and we'll see what happens after that." And, of course, the Rams selecting Toledo defensive end DeJuan Johnson with the 259th and final pick of this year's draft, making him the new Mr. Irrelevant. But as Brock Purdy showed last year, as he said on the recent episode of the New Heights podcast, there's no reason that title should hold you back.
You know, the Niners had called me, you know, before the seventh round and told me we got one more pick. And so I went on my phone, Googled it, and I saw it was the last pick. And I was like, oh, man, about to be Mr. Irrelevant.
Do you have any advice to this year's Mr. Irrelevant?
Man, yeah. I mean, the term, yeah, it doesn't define you. I feel like you got an opportunity, man. Go make the most of it just like anybody else. It's a shot, you know. You get a shot, so go make the most of it.
Wide receiver Paul Salata back in 1976 created that term, Mr. Irrelevant, essentially saying it was irrelevant whether you were first or last. The important thing was that you got drafted. And I remember KB, you did a deep dive on it. They do a full-blown parade and everything that comes with it. Yeah. But when Brock Purdy was balling out, we made it a point on this program to stop calling him Mr. Irrelevant because he was just balling. And that was what was key.
Will, I think we officially eliminated all relevancy jokes. Mm-hmm. It was like there was no, now he is relevant. He's making the Niners relevant. Like, that's it. We just eliminated it.
But I always, you know, I always sympathize. The real Mr. Irrelevant is the person who's taken second to last because they don't get the parade and the acknowledgement and everything. So let me give a quick shout out to pick 258 in the draft. Kendall Williamson, corner from Stanford, a Chicago Bear, Mr. Irrelevant, the second to last pick. Yes. Kendall, congratulations. You deserve a parade. Bear down. There you go. Kendall Williamson of the Bears. Kendall.
There you go. Salvo, we appreciate you so much. Thank you for all that information. Let's talk about the Eagles, though. I'm supposed to say they were the big winners of this past weekend. And if by winners you mean retaining so many players that played for a national championship winning team, then yeah, they're winners. They added a lot of talent in Philadelphia, which was highlighted by the first-rounders Jalen Carter and Nolan Smith. And they added running back DeAndre Swift from Detroit, who is also a Georgia Bulldog. Howie Roseman, I hope you're doing okay, man, because I know you're a Florida Gator, and they're not too happy with you, I'm sure. No, it's fine, because when you win, it matters. What's impressed you most about the Eagles and the way they have drafted, specifically this year, Mike?
How about just creating it? Well, not creating, but moving up 30-something slot from 94 to 66 as part of that whole tampering thing with the Cardinals. Yeah. The fact that Howie used that to his advantage to improve their draft position. It's like, our feelings weren't hurt. We're not just going to let this become an investigation where you're just going to give up a pick like the Dolphins get. I saw people get upset. Well, how come the Patriots or the Buccaneers didn't get compensation because the Dolphins? Because they didn't ratchet up the leverage and make something out of it. As a matter of fact, there was another player recently where it wound up working out for the Eagles, but another team was lurking and there was a potential for tampering there. And my understanding was the Eagles were like, with the direction of Howie Rosen, how do we turn this into a draft pick, right? How do we get some compensation, like using it to your advantage? So I give him credit for that and turning that draft pick. I believe that was Sidney Brown, right? Sidney Brown was the 66th pick, who you wouldn't have had if your general manager didn't ratchet up the leverage on the team and say, give me something, because we caught you with your hand in the cookie jar.
Getting a safety like that we talked about earlier, that filled a need for them, losing both of their starting guys to free agency. And I look at what Howie Rosen was able to do. Obviously, you look at the two first-round draft picks, but he was able to make a trade again on draft day. We saw last year, obviously, he brought on A.J. Brown from the Tennessee Titans. This year, DeAndre Swift joins the team, and we saw them draft Jahmyr Gibbs. And like, well, what are they going to do with Swift? And I go back to their week one matchup. Swift went for a career-high 144 yards. At 97 in the first half. And a lot of times when you get to see a guy up close and personal, when you're going against him and he tears through your defense, you're like, you know what? I like this guy. And Swift, obviously a guy who dealt with some injuries last year, but is dynamic with the ball in his hands. And their backfield, they brought in Rashad Penny, they brought back Boston Scott, and Kenneth Gainwell still there. But you added a really good player in DeAndre Swift, and he also, obviously, Jalen Hurts, another weapon for him to have. Howie Roseman not only going with the college guys to help them have a really good draft, but also bring in a very good player from the Detroit Lions who was in excess there after their draft of Gibbs, now joins the Philadelphia Eagles. Just really good job by him wheeling and dealing.
It's an incredible thing. And I'd like to look into the future right now. I want to say hello right now to Friday December 22nd of 2023. Okay. I want to look all the way to December 22nd. It's week 16 of the NFL season. Hello, December 22nd. It's May 1st. Remember us? It's May Day, which is exactly what the NFL is probably saying right now about the Eagles team, that you guys have no one to blame but yourself, December 22nd. Merry Christmas, happy holidays, all that stuff. Are the Eagles just destroying every team that they play? You guys let this happen. Who's going to win Defensive Rookie of the Year? Is it Jalen Carter or is it Nolan Smith? Tell us, because we here back in May 1st are just reveling in the draft. You guys know, and you have seen the destruction that you have leveled upon the NFL, these Eagles. How's Kelee Ringo? Is he making great plays? They let him go to Philadelphia, Mike. They let every dominant player across the board from the most dominant. Everybody say hi to December 22nd. No, go there. December 22nd,
hey,
say hi.
Happy
Hello. When you're sitting here crying about this Eagles team is too good and they may have a perfect season, they're destroying everybody, Cowboys fans, Giants fans, Commanders fans, it's your fault. You have no one to blame but yourself by letting Philadelphia, by letting Howie Roseman do this. Stop crying. Good luck. Plan the Philadelphia Super Bowl parade. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. And this is all your fault. We'll play this on December 22nd, see how right I am. That's it.
It's perfect because it's only a few days after what will be the future of the SEC championship game. And who knows, Georgia might be in it again. Wow. And who knows, we may be just watching future Eagles players play in the SEC championship game because that's all Howie Roseman does is draft Georgia Bulldogs. You're also forgetting the fact that it wasn't just this year. Mm-hmm. Last year, they get Jordan Davis and Nakobe Dean in their defense. That's another year of Georgia Bulldogs. Nakobe Dean so close to Nolan Smith that he was actually at his draft party, which was fantastic. Nakobe Dean doesn't know where he's going to go. I mean, odds are now that he was always going to go to Philadelphia, but the fact that they're so close, they're such good buddies, there's a lot there with this Georgia defense now. This might become the new Mr. Relevant thing. Like, when do we have to cut ourselves off from saying this Georgia defense, the national champions, they're in Philadelphia? Are we getting close?
It's a lot of that. Yeah, it's a lot. I mean, we call it Athens North.
Yes.
It's I think this week right now, post-draft is fine.
Okay.
Once the season rolls around, we get the Georgia to Philly storyline, I think. Yeah. I'm still marveling that both Kelseys are in the Super Bowl. It's crazy. Have you seen their mom? Donna is what a card.
But all I want to say about Nakobe Dean specifically is he is a bright, really special young man. Mm-hmm. And I think I really do believe that conversations must have occurred amongst coaches and ownership and management to ask him specifically what these guys were like and how maybe you could help them and how having this group together, is it going to be a good thing or a bad thing? And I think Nakobe Dean, knowing what I know about his personality, I think he was probably a big part of those decision-making processes. Would you agree, Mike?
I'm thinking about December 22nd right now. I'm thinking, one, make sure you don't wear the same thing because that'd be awkward to throw to yourself.
I probably will. I have like three shirts.
And the other thing is, you know the producers are like, yes, got one segment for the season down. Thank
you. You know how it works here. Exactly right. Coming up. Yeah, we already wrote it down.
Probably turned into a rear, too.
Probably so. You don't need to play at a big-time college program to be a star in the NFL. Ask Jason. We'll give you some of our favorite non-Division One NFL players next. Hello, Tyreek. Hello, Austin. Rude. D3 stars coming in hot.
Princeton, add that to the list. You guys, D2, D3.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day. And smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game.
Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18, my first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my name.
That's my game, bro.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm excited about this segment. Even in a draft class of compelling prospects, Tyson Bagent has a unique underdog story. He's attempting to make the NFL leap from Division II Shepherd University in Shepherdstown, West Virginia, to the NFL. While it might seem like a long shot, his journey to get to this point has a certain feeling of destiny. And now our NFL insider Tom Pelissero is reporting that Tyson Bagent is signing with the Chicago Bears. Cool. So Tyson, congratulations. You saw he was QB1 in his group at the Combine in Indianapolis, and his dad was there. And if you guys remember, you know, the Olympic parents you see, and they're so gripped, and it's like one of the best camera shots from the Olympics. His dad is like that. He was literally moving around seat to seat depending on where Tyson was on the field, like depending on what drill he was doing. I went up and interviewed him, and he's like, just give me a second. Tyson's about to go. And he didn't blink and then watched his son. It was just so into it. It was awesome. Awesome. They clearly have a really cool connection. So he's a D2 player. Mm-hmm. We have to pick now our favorite D2 or D3 player to ever make it in the NFL. Kyle, you get to go first.
All right. I'm going to start by putting Mike on the spot. Mike, I respect your intelligence. Here comes the trivia. What state is Grand Valley State in?
It feels like it should be Arizona.
Because of the Grand Canyon.
The Grand, and they got valleys and stuff.
Grand, they do. Yeah. Grand Valley State is in the state of Michigan.
Yeah.
I was going to say Michigan.
Yeah.
Why didn't you?
I don't know, because I said I wanted to go with the joke.
Well, something Grand close Valley, in Arizona. Right?
Yeah. Mr. Content over here. You're right. You went with the joke. Grand Valley State is Michigan. It's also the alma mater of Matthew Judon of the New England Patriots, who is my guy. If you come and sit at this table, not as a guest, and actually host like Judon did, and here he is in college. Now, one of the many great things that Judon did when he came and hosted was tell the story of his quote-unquote pro day. And Jason, explain why I'm putting it in quotes.
Pro day, you think about so many athletes out there trying to make it in the NFL. Matthew Judon's pro day was just him. Mm-hmm. Nobody else on the field, and he lined up and did drills from every position. So they even lined him up as a DB and had him doing backpedaling, breaking, all types of stuff.
Gassed.
Just him out there. No bathroom breaks, no water breaks, just Judon. What is their mascot, Grand Valley State?
The Titans.
It's the Lakers, but
the Lakers?
Yes,
Lakers,
the Lakers.
Oh, Michigan has lakes and stuff.
Well, it
like
makes
that,
more sense than the Los Angeles Lakers geographically.
It's going to come from Minnesota, as we know that. Judon, just the best. I also think Judon right now is currently the biggest star in the New England Patriots. 100%. I don't know if it's good commentary about the Patriots or one for Judon. Judon, we love you. Grand Valley State Lakers, go get him. Jay, who's your?
There we go. I'm going with Pierre Garçon, receiver drafted in the sixth round. Said he was at his sister's house the day of the draft. Didn't expect to get drafted, but end up going in the sixth round. I had to go up against this guy twice a year when he was in Indy. And he was a tough, tough receiver coming out of Mount Union and would be out there ready to fight you. That was the type of receiver he was. I remember him winning the Super Bowl with the Colts. He had the Haitian flag wrapped around him. Just an awesome moment. This guy coming from a D3 school where he played 3 years at Mount Union. And before that, he was at Norwich College, which I know
Norwich
absolutely
College?
Nothing about.
Probably
all the way from there to the NFL.
Yeah, I would have said Connecticut for Norwich. Let's come back at you here. And where's Hobart?
Hobart?
Hobart College or University? I don't even
know.
That's
in New Hampshire.
You're in the general vicinity. It's in New York. It's in some town. Geneva, New York? I believe that's it. Geneva, New York.
Geneva, New York. That's in Switzerland, though. What are we talking about?
They didn't have a convention up there. Ali Marpet played for Hobart College, and he's the highest drafted Division III player of all time, was a guard for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Here's what I love about Ali Marpet. Came time for his second contract.
Yeah.
And he really could have held out and pushed it. He's just like, no, like whatever it was, $9 million a year. He's just like, that's plenty. I'm good, right? Signed the deal, no problem. And then won a Super Bowl. You know, his body took a pounding, and he's like, I'm out of here. quit, retired after, seven NFL seasons, I believe it was, could still be playing right now. Matter of fact, when Ryan Jensen got hurt, it was like, oh, is Ali Marpet going to come back? No, I'm good. I'm going to college. He's going back to school. He wants to be involved in mental health.
Right.
There's folks in his family. His sister, Zena, I did a story on them leading up to the Super Bowl a couple years ago where she was a nurse during COVID. And Ali Marpet said, you know what? I got my football in. Mm. I'm good. I'm done. I'm moving on. He's traveling the world from what I heard. Ali Marpet, living the dream. Love it.
I remember his draft profile was his mother was in a rock band. I'm not kidding. And the name of the rock band was Housewives on Prozac. And that's I don't know where they are, if they're still touring, but that was the name of the band. I mean, you can look it up.
This is real?
Yeah. Housewives on Prozac was the name of Ali Marpet's mother's
band. How you
band.
Don't know, like, conversationally, where Hobart College is, what state it even is, yet you know the brand name of Ali Marpet's mom. Yes. And that's what it's called. Speaking of a good story, my guy came out of Division II. He was not invited to an NFL combine. He was not drafted.
Right.
And he was about to enroll in a dental salesman internship before he went to a tryout for the Minnesota Vikings out of Minnesota State, Mankato. Adam Thielen, the wide receiver. He then topped the charts. He's third overall for the Vikings in receiving touchdowns at 55. He's fourth most in team history with over 6,600 receiving yards. He played 9 years with the Minnesota Vikings. A Minnesota man made at a tryout camp in Mankato. So where they used to hold, now the Vikings facility is, it's a beautiful facility in Eagan, where the Vikings used to go and live in the dorm, and like we had that Nate Burleson shot of him coming out of with the headband on, that's in Mankato. So Adam Thielen finishes his playing career in Mankato and then goes and does his tryout and becomes 9 years in the Minnesota Vikings.
Mm. Housewives on Prozac, first song on Spotify, Naughty Santa.
Naughty Santa.
They have a Christmas album, which says, quote, I broke my arm on Christmas shopping at the mall and others.
Welcome back to New York City, which is where we do our show. And I think we're very proud in our show leading up to the draft because we have so many prospects come on. Sometimes they're first day guys. Sometimes they're undrafted guys. And we always feel like we're welcoming them to the media capital of the world. And some of us take that job more seriously than others. And we have a montage of me taking it very seriously. Well, these guys just mail it in. Here we go. This is from draft prospects as we welcome them, New York City proper.
Oh, boy.
First time in New York. Have you had a slice of New York pizza yet?
Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet.
I got a recommendation for you. Great pizza spot.
Don't listen to him.
No, I'm serious. Sbarro. Gotta check it. It's an authentic slice. It's great. Peter, what are you shaking your head at? You gotta try the best spot in the city, Sbarro.
Okay. Anything he says, just
can I give you a recommendation for a good pizza spot? Sbarro.
Yeah.
An authentic slice. If you you never had that before?
No.
Check out Sbarro. It is as good as it gets. It is New York to the core. All right?
No. He's lying.
Yeah, no, I'm not. It's a good slice. I want these guys to eat right to get that authentic slice of New York City pizza. Sbarro, you can't beat it. It's the best there is. I take this stuff very seriously.
You look visibly uncomfortable when he would pitch this idea. Why?
We should go get a slice after the show today. We'll all go.
I don't know if you guys are welcome.
I don't want them. I don't want those guys to think like I'm on Yelp now. And I'm looking up and I'm gonna find the closest one.
I was a little concerned. Maybe it's a generational thing that like it didn't hit. The joke didn't get by anybody. Like they
not
all believe.
Listen, if you want some chicken chow mein, you can get the Panda Express. It's just a taste of Beijing. It just dances on the tongue. Mike, tell me I'm wrong.
You and Michael Scott got it.
Let's go. See you guys. There's a line of all-star rookies outside of the Sbarro. We love you.
All that.
We'll be back tomorrow, allegedly.
They're all looking for sponsorship in their
cities. An authentic slice.
Spring fling. More spring fling. Why are we out of here?
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Turns out a delightfully clean home can make for a delightful start to the day.
At Mrs. Meyers, everything they make is inspired by the garden. With plant-derived and other thoughtfully chosen ingredients, their cleaning products smell like a dream and work like the Dickens, leaving your home sparkly clean and your to-do list tackled in no time. Goodness, there's no better feeling than that. Mrs. Meyers, rooted in goodness. Visit MrsMeyers.com today.